One Sunday morning, a mother went in to wake up her son and tell him it was time to get ready for church, to which he replied, "I'm not going." "Why not?" she asked. And the son said, "I'll give you two good reasons. Number one, they don't like me. And number two, I don't like them." The mother replied, "I'll give you two good reasons why you should go to church. Number one, you're 59 years old. And number two, you're the pastor." Well, going to church faithfully is one way in which we remain in Christ. And Jesus says that in today's gospel. He wants us to remain in him and to bear much fruit. So by faithfully going to Mass every Sunday, by praying, we remain in Christ. So take a look at this wonderful gospel, one of my favorite gospels, John chapter 15. It's only 8 verses. And it's Jesus saying that he is the vine and we're the branches. As you know, last week, Jesus gave us the image that he was the good shepherd and we were his flock. Today he gives us a different image, that he is the vine and we are the branches. And he says we have to bear fruit. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Not just have leaves and foliage, right? He wants us to bear fruit. There's a beautiful saying that what we are is God's gift to us. What we become is our gift to God. So we cooperate with God's grace, God willing, and produce fruit. The fruit, of course, is holiness. It is charity. It is generosity. It is virtue. The virtues that the Lord wants us to develop. So if we take a look at this passage, Jesus says that I am the true vine. See, one of the sayings that Israel in the Old Testament, that was called God's vine or the vineyard of God. Well, Jesus is the true vine, he says. Yes, in the Old Testament, you had the chosen people, the Jewish people. They were God's vine, God's vineyard. But now I have come. And Jesus says, I am the true vine. And my heavenly Father, he is the vine dresser. He's the one who gives the graces. He's the one who sent his Son into the world. And so the Father, he says, is the vine grower. Then he says, he takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. So he looks at us and he wants us to bear fruit. He wants us to be attached to Jesus, the true vine. Because what happens when a branch is broken off the vine? Well, it can still have some leaves for a while, but it can no longer produce fruit. So when we separate ourselves from Christ and turn away from God or commit a mortal sin, we're breaking ourselves off the vine, which is Christ. And eventually we'll wither and die spiritually if we break ourselves as branches off Christ, the true vine. So he says that every branch that does not bear fruit will be discarded. But the ones that do bear fruit, it says the Heavenly Father prunes to produce more fruit. Isn't that an interesting expression? That those, God willing, if we are producing fruit, sometimes the Heavenly Father will prune us. He'll prune us so that we produce more fruit. And I'm sure that is not always easy, right? We don't like to be pruned by the Lord. But those of you who have studied grapes or growing grapes know that the farmer has to go out and prune, otherwise you'll just have a lot of leaves and no fruit. So pruning is necessary. And as you know, this area, I've been here now, 7 months, I guess, I've noticed that there are lots of vineyards, lots of wineries. Ever notice all the wineries around here? Yes, some of you have. Very good. I think there's like 25 wineries within like 30-minute drive of this location. Lots of vineyards in this area. It's a great climate for growing grapes. But what would happen if the owners of the vineyards never pruned back the branches? You would not have the grapes. And how does God prune us? Well, God sometimes allows us to experience challenges, hardships, sufferings. See, that's God's pruning. Whenever you get sick, just say, well, the Lord must be pruning me. Right? Maybe you have health problems or health issues. Well, God is allowing that to make us a saint. That's why God allows challenges in our life. It could be financial challenges. It could be a relationship challenge. It could be a physical challenge. Whatever your cross is in life, whatever your difficulty is, if you have a good attitude towards it, and if you accept it as God allowing it, then He can use that suffering to spiritually prune you so you produce more holiness, more virtue, more grace within your life. So that's how we should look at these challenges that we have in life, these sufferings and difficulties. It's God pruning us so that we produce more fruit and holiness. Growing up in Philadelphia, in the suburbs of Philly, we had a nice backyard, and I had a garden back there. We grew tomatoes and peppers and radishes, and we actually had grapes back there too. And I remember the first time I saw my dad pruning back the vines for the grapes, I was a little bit shocked because it seemed so harsh, you know, to cut back so much. And yet, when that occurs, then when the grapes produce, it's not just producing long vines and lots of leaves, it actually is producing the grape itself. So that's what the Lord wants to do within us. That's why Jesus says the Heavenly Father will prune us back to produce even more fruit. Then He says, remain in me as I remain in you. So we have to be attached to Christ. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. So we have to remain in Christ. Well, where do we get grafted onto Christ to begin with? It is through baptism. When we were baptized, we were grafted onto Christ, the true vine. See, we're all born into this world in the state of original sin. Baptism removes original sin, gives us sanctifying grace. Baptism attaches us to Christ, and then we receive sanctifying grace in baptism. See, the sap that runs between the vine and the branches, that will be called grace in this analogy. So we receive God's grace, sanctifying grace in baptism. Then we remain in Him. As long as you remain in the state of grace, following His commandments, God forbid if we commit a mortal sin, what happens is that we break ourselves off of the branch. We break ourselves off of Jesus, the true vine. And eventually we'll wither and die if we remain in unrepentant mortal sin. Well, how do we get back to Christ? Well, we get back to Christ by going to confession. Whenever we go to confession, somebody that has been away from God for a long time gets grafted back onto Christ by going to confession. And we get back into the state of grace, and then the sap, God's grace, continues to flow in our life, and we then produce fruit again. So mortal sin breaks us off, breaks our relationship with God. Going to confession regrafts us to Jesus, the true vine. But what we want to do is to remain in Christ. And what we want to do then is to develop that relationship with the Lord. And we do this by receiving Holy Communion. Every time we go to communion, we have a strengthening of that bond between us and Jesus, because we're receiving Jesus Himself. So every communion increases that divine life, that sap within our life that makes us holier and holier the more often as we receive Jesus in Holy Communion. Well, then the Lord ties everything together and concludes the gospel by saying that, again, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. See, the Lord wants us to produce virtue and holiness and charity and generosity. He wants us to evangelize and win souls for Christ and bring people back to church, back to Jesus. So He wants us to produce fruit of evangelization and bringing souls to the Lord. But He gives us a warning. Anyone who does not remain in me, those who commit mortal sin and stay away from the Lord, will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire. Well, they will be burned. See, if a branch is broken off for long enough, it will become very dry. And the only thing that can be done with dry branches is to burn them. This, again, is the analogy of hell. It's reminding us what will happen to the souls that die in unrepentant mortal sin, that they've broken themselves off of Jesus, the true vine, And if they have discarded Christ and they are separated from Christ, then obviously they're going to wind up being burned in the fire, which we call the fires of hell. Whereas those who die in the state of grace, those who die in union with God, who have divine life in their soul, sanctifying grace in their soul at the moment of death, then they will enter heaven at the final judgment. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. So if you're living in the state of grace and you pray in accordance with God's will, then what you pray for, Jesus says, will be accomplished. Because you'll be so one with Jesus that everything you pray will be in accordance with God's will. And that's how we always want to pray. Thy will be done. So we're conformed to Christ, we abide in Christ, we remain in Christ. Therefore, when we pray, we are praying in union with God and always for His holy will, His perfect will in our life. And by this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. So that's what the gospel is all about, is remaining in Jesus, bearing much fruit, and becoming His disciples. So I think what we should take from today's gospel is to realize that we're so blessed as Catholic Christians to have baptism, to have the Holy Eucharist, to have confession. We have everything we need to have Jesus, remain with Jesus, abide with Jesus. If we stray, we come back through confession, we get regrafted onto Jesus, the true vine, so that we can produce fruit, and then realize that God doesn't just want us to get to heaven. He wants us to become saints, become great saints, and produce fruit. So whenever you experience suffering, don't say, Lord, why are you allowing this? Just say, Lord, you know what's best. You are the vine grower. You know what I need in my life. You know if I need some pruning. You don't want to just produce leaves. You want to produce fruit of holiness. So when you experience challenges and crosses and toils and disappointments and sufferings in life, say to the Lord, Father, the Father knows best. And the Father is allowing this in my life so that great fruit is produced, holiness is produced in my life, so that we become the saints that God wants us to be.